Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is February the 2nd, 2024. And I have the honor to have Nicole Powers on with me. She's going to be doing her show every Friday with me and filing her reports. And she's got a website. Give out your website, Nicole.
It's WitnessSpeaks.com.
And you can reach her there by email. She's got all the information up there, WitnessSpeaks.com. Now, you're going to be reporting every Friday on this program with me. I'm going to have regular guests, and I'm going to be bringing on a lot of people of the past back on with me. Matter of fact, Gene Chip Tatum, Super Spook 007. People should go to the radio bar and look for December the 6th, 2023, and listen to the hour there. He's going to be back on with me probably within a week. And he's going to do a show every so often and start talking about all the truth about everything that he was involved with, which the Tatum Chronicles, he has https://chiptatum.com. And you can see his Tatum Chronicles and so forth, and you can see the post I did before the show that says 007 Gene Chip Tatum. Now, I did a whole thing off of WikiLeaks and WikiSpooks and the whole bit that was put up there by a guy that was writing stories for him. Now, Nicole, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn it over to you. It's your show on Friday. And I'm going to leave you. I'm going to let you make your reports. Go ahead.
Okay. I hope this is short and sweet, but this is a great revelation, something that I talked about on our last broadcast about how in Fannie Willis's office, I was praying for a brave soul to come out and speak the truth against her, because I had a feeling that not everyone
now she's
would
the she's the pro, she's the prosecutor she's
huh?
the she's the prosecutor on Trump
yes.
in Carolina
yes.
correct
yes
go ahead
I was hoping and praying that someone would come forth and I want to call this report the whistleblower that whistled a beautiful tune against Fannie Willis. And her name is Amanda Tipton. And she was, she had a grievance against the office and a person that worked with her named Mr. Cussey. And Amanda wrote the grant. I guess it was for gang members or the youth that were at risk, and she specifically stated in a tape that certain monies were supposed to be used certain ways, and her conflict was with Mr. Cuddy, who worked with her on this project, and she said that he was very dangerous and that he was very threatening towards her concerning all the money that they had to use for this grant to help these kids. And they wanted to use it for trips and swag and, you know, stuff that would not have served the purpose of the grant anyway. And she went to Fannie, and Fannie she undermined her authority when she was addressing this young lady about the grant. And subsequently, she got her fired. I think, like, several weeks later. And she's been out of work for 2 years, and she recorded her conversations with Ms. Willis. And thankfully, she exposed her family's corruption at the right time. Because now since the blood's in the water, so to speak, there's now this investigation on her, and this has even reached the ear of Matt Gaetz of the House Judiciary Committee, and he wants to have a hearing against Fannie Willis and how she misused federal grants, and he wants Amanda to testify in front of Congress. This in her claim of the corruption that she had to face as an employee with Fulton County. Now, what also came about is, I guess, with this case with Fannie, I guess this is Trump's lawyers, that is February 15th, it's the report that Fannie and her lover, who is now co-counsel with her prosecuting Trump, took Royal Caribbean trips and trips to, I guess, Jamaica and all exciting places and on government funds, and also they booked a trip to the White House. And I would love to know if those parties involved, would they confiscate the records of the White House, the guest book? Because I would love to know if we will find other prosecutors' name on that book who are now going after President Trump. And they say that if it could be proven that Willis violated the Constitution, that the Trump case will be thrown out due to her unfair prosecuting behavior and conflict of interest. Now, like I said, Nathan, her lover, her co-counsel, received $900,000. And they went to Vegas and Bahamas and Miami while he was there married. There has been a cover-up going on in her office. And I think there might be more to this than we think now. I think speaking of Judicial Watch has also stated that that the county's public record, as defined in the OCGA, related to the hiring, appointment, and procurement of professional services of Nathan Way of his in connection to his law firm of Fulton County, a special prosecutor. This includes that a request of any service proposals, contracts, invoices, or correspondence, either physical or electronic, relating to his hiring, appointment, and procurement. So Judicial Watch wants all those records. And they want to know how all this transpired. And so this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a county prosecuting office that is steeped in corruption and also has colluded with other branches of our government to bring down a former city president. And my caveat to this is, if this person is connected to a third party, let me say George Soros, I think there needs to be a vast investigation in every state of anyone on the moral realm of our political structure who has been appointed to be in these local offices by Soros. We need to clean those offices up. And I remember when Trump was in office, I did call the White House expressing my concerns about this. Because to me, Soros is a terrorist threat financially and politically. I don't think no one person should have so much reach within our political structure. And not just Soros, even in your life, knowing the people that you know, who can just buy off senators and congressmen at will. I think we need to change things in politics because these people that are funding things, installing people, they're undermining the will of the American people, and it has to stop. The money that passes hands for political influence, it has to stop.
You know, if we look at the
so much as the those who work for the senior executive services, those who are a threat to our Constitution, our way of life, our freedom, that is treason to me.
Senior executive services, by the way, folks, one of them, I forgot the guy's name, it's not in front of me right here, but he's a former pilot, he's out there on the internet. His sister is involved in the United Kingdom over there, the UK, London, in trafficking in children and body parts of children. They kill them and the whole bit for their body parts. I know all about it because I got a witness to all of it. Go ahead.
Okay, our last story is about Jeff Smith. And we already went over this before we went on air about the fact that the court case against Donald Trump has been dropped off the court docket. And I think Trump's lawyers have put out an argument for the court about his immunity. And the thing is that Jeff Smith, it's been reported that he was having a secret luncheon with Justice Roberts. And what the argument that he, the Trump and his team proposed is that this is the first time ever that any former sitting president has been prosecuted in this fashion. And they cite the fact that as a former executive of this, of the branch of the government, he is entitled to presidential immunity. And Maine has also put up a proffer to take Trump out of off the ballot. And you have, I think, the January 9th brief was written by John and Tony Blanch. It disclosed the case under a defensive appeal, and it wants to set an argument that but this is unlawful and unconstitutional what they're doing to Trump. And I hope people go online and try to find that document, because there's a lot of information up there about how it's not fair and it's unconstitutional. And that's all I have right now, Trump.
You know, when it comes to that bankruptcy, they're trying to bankrupt him in court, take all of his buildings and his business is from saying he can't be in the real estate business anymore in New York. That case is a total fraud, because no investor, no bank has been harmed. You got to have a victim. You have to have a victim or a corporate victim in order to do what they're doing. I mean, it's just totally bizarre. And these other cases, like in South Carolina down there, this Fannie, this prosecutor, you have to ask yourself, what was she dating a gang member for that was involved heavily in drugs while she's prosecuting the attorney down there? And then she's done all this illegal activity. And I read something, I posted up on my breaking news column about her, where they had got $29 million out of the federal government for assistance. Where did that money go? I mean, they can't account for it. I mean, $29 million. They can't account for it. But all this stuff against Trump, it's over. All this is about the voter fraud and Dominion.
Yeah.
Dominion voting machines, folks. If you look on my website, look at the word Dominion, click on the link, and you'll see it was registered in Colorado. And it's registered 3773-something, Arapaho or something, which is a branch of Norman Brownstein, Daddy Bush's CIA counsel, that was counsel to Milman, my ex-father-in-law, for 3 years from 72 to 75, when he went over to the CIA, where Bill Barr, attorney general underneath Trump, has turned against him. And all this other stuff is publicly made comments against him. He was assistant there to them at the time. The six CIA counsel, they called it, Natoli and Brownstein and four others, I forgot their names. They're all crooks. But Brownstein is the one that formed Dominion Software. And Dominion Software, the company, is now based, it has been shuffled from the Denver control, and it's now in the Walton Family Trust in Little Rock, Arkansas, which is Sam Walton, Sam's Club, Walmart, who hauls drugs for the boys, and in seafood, everything else, they haul drugs. And it always had. That's how they made their fortune. But they're the ones in control of the Dominion voting machines. I mean, electronic voting machines, electronic everything. They can just change the numbers with the satellite, or they can change the numbers right then and there. And that's how they stole the election from Donald Trump, is election fraud. And in each case, like in Arizona, they challenged him, in South Carolina, he challenged him, and other stuff. Here they had people that are testifying in behalf of Trump that they changed the numbers. And here we got prosecution of them and Trump and so forth because they did something illegal. Come on. I mean, what kind of a country do we live in, Nicole?
We live in banana republic, and it's where the rule of law cannot exist, where the Constitution, the things that we swore to and some gave their lives over to protect our freedom, it's null and void. It's no good to them. So we have to fight this. We have to pray about this, because we're not going to have a country if we don't. So I am hoping that everyone pray that all this gets resolved. And I believe it will. I believe that we are on the right side of this. And I think that people have betrayed us. People have aligned themselves to the deep state. They're in deep trouble. I think that they will come where they're going to regret these decisions. They're going to regret, because those that they're doing it for, they're not going to help them get out of the mess that they're in. So I just feel bad that they made these decisions. And he said it. He said, you do what you have to do, but I can't help you. That's what Trump said. So obviously, there are safety measures in place. I believe there are, because everything that they're doing, it doesn't lead to anything. And I think people know that.
People are awake. I'm telling you, they are awake like I've never seen. I've talked to several people and told them I was a whistleblower lately in public and the whole bit. And, you know, they're just like, whoa. You know, they've been awake. Oh, I don't believe any of that. I don't believe in that. I know they're manipulating the weather. I know this and that and that. I've heard it from them. And even one gal brought up Vince Foster. Oh, that one in what woke me up was that guy that was in the working with the Clintons, it ended up in that park dead. And I said, yeah, Vince Foster, yeah, that's it. I mean, folks, I've had some interesting conversations, and people do not believe the mainstream media. They say, we don't even watch TV anymore. I don't watch it because it's all propaganda. It's all propaganda. Now, at one time, I think it was around 2012 or something, there was a report. It was a fairly decent report that said that 92% of the American people did not believe the mainstream media or the lies that they were being told. That was back then. And now it's even greater. I mean, people don't believe it. And anybody that does, they're idiots. I mean, just pure idiots.
Also, the COVID thing really shook the foundation of this. And
look at all the people that are dead. That's true.
So they ran out of there because they got nothing left but fear. That's all they have is fear.
False illusions that appear real.
Yes.
False illusions that appear real. Fear. And that's what they base it. You hit that on the head. They put the fear facts, the fear facts in. Now,
they put the fear facts. Nothing else works. And this is why Jack Smith, they could not get him in jail, get Trump on something in jail. They have to pull out Jack Smith. Now, Jack Smith is a loser too, and we know he is. He's not going to be able to do anything with Trump on. Then I have to ask myself, what are the consequences of those who are working for the cabal and they can't deliver? What are the consequences? Because I know that I've heard a report that Letitia James was caught around Manhattan drunk. She was drunk too.
What's going on in the background? Keep that music off.
I wonder, are these prosecutors, are they getting threatened by the deep state?
No, what they do is they take money. Here's what the deal is. They get bribed and paid off. And the Panama, what's called the Panama Papers, okay, is a perfect example. And Mike Gill, I've got to put his video up today. A friend of mine, former prosecutor, sent it to me. But I've got to get it up on my site. But Mike was offered $50 million to go away and shut up. They offered me $7 million in 1997 to go away and shut up after Ross Perot nailed him. He nailed him because I was working with him while I was hiding from the FBI when they had a warrant for my arrest for supposedly terroristic death threats to my ex-in-laws that never occurred. And you can hear those up on Radio Bar 1 at the bottom. My ex-wife admits to trying to kill my daughter. They bribed a judge and terminated my parental rights under a default judgment after my attorney was threatening to quit. Frank down in Dallas. The whole story. My story's out there. People know it. But here's the point. Ross Perot did a sting operation called M&L Business Machines. And they found out I was supposed to appear before the grand jury, and I was thrown out at the place. When I went to the door to go appear in that grand jury and testify to what I knew, two federal agents, FBI agents, threw me out of the courthouse, told me that I was going to be arrested and kept in jail for several years if I didn't leave. Well, I left. I said, I'll be back. Well, they killed the grand jury, Kaufman, U.S. attorney out of Washington, D.C., killed it and sealed it under national security. The Clintons did, 1997. But Ross Perot had brought this. It's called M&L Business Machines. Then 6 years later, the former U.S. attorney, the one that was dirty, Mike Norton, the one that had me falsely arrested, along with a judge, and I'm naming how corrupt these people are, Perot had him nailed. 250 congressmen, senators, federal agents, U.S. attorneys, state congressmen, senators, and attorneys were all bribed by Milman. They found that there was between $1.5 million to $2.5 million each one of them were paid to be little stooges for him. And then they told him 10 grand here, 10 grand there to do something like illegally arrest somebody. Well, Ross Perot's grand jury resulted in an $80 million fine against my ex-in-law, Leonard Milman, and his grand jury resulted against the two attorneys Milman hired out of law school, one Larry Mizell that runs MDC Holdings, the parent company of Richmond American Homes, the parent company of Silverado, which he was on the board of directors of Silverado, which I exposed and got it shut down. They had congressional investigation. And Mizell and Brownstein, the two attorneys that Milman hired out of law school, Mizell decided he was going to build apartments because Milman could get 10,000 apartment units each year. And, I mean, he never put any money into them. He never put his 20% down on anything. He got several million closing the deals in his pocket. They're the largest landlord of apartments, 500,000 of them underneath Aimco in Denver, that they passed it to other real estate investment trusts because of what I exposed. I'm all under one umbrella. And they broke them up. Now they're down to about 300,000 in Aimco. But here's the deal. Mizell started building apartments. Norman Brownstein became an attorney setting up trusts for Milman. And matter of fact, Gene Chip Tatum, in the December the 6th interview, 2023, he mentions Brownstein at the end. He mentions how he was taking deeds up to him. They were sitting down there filing illegal deeds or making the deeds up on different houses that they had a list to do, and that's what they were doing as spooks. And they were taking to Brownstein, and they were stealing the people's houses way back then, going and saying, I own your house. Well, they've done this and set up two, three RITs now, real estate investment trusts, and they've taken thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of houses from people stolen. They were doing it when Daddy Bush was CIA counsel, when he was the CIA director in 1975. Well, Norman Brownstein was the one that went over there, and he was one of what they call 6 CIA counsel, lead counsel. His assistant was Bill Barr, that's turned against Trump, who was his attorney general before Trump was kicked out of office, basically. He didn't lose the election. He won the election. But Brownstein was the one that was sitting there on Silverado Board of Directors with Neil Bush, Iran-Contra money laundering. They laundered $12 trillion in 9 years through Silverado that was a subsidiary of MDC Holdings. Now, another subsidiary that they created with Pete Peterson on the Council of Foreign Relations, it was all drug money. It was called BlackRock, Blackstone, and they were going around buying up shopping centers and rehabbing them and tearing them down and putting new ones up. Milman was, and the cronies, Mizell, etc. Now, BlackRock, Blackstone, is the largest bank now in the United States. They control the Federal Reserve, which is not part of the federal government, and they took over the U.S. Treasury. They actually are in control of the U.S. Treasury. And then they got the largest bank in the world, HSBC, through Great West Life that Milman set up. And that was part of the money from Power Financial, which was Meyer Lansky, that the Jewish crime syndicate mobbed on. And when he died, Milman inherited it all. Milman, when he died in 2004, I got a phone call from Super Spook Otis Johnson. He says, "Stewie," he says, "your ex-father-in-law died." Watch the noise there, Nicole. He said, "Your ex-father-in-law died." And I said, "Really?" He says, "Yeah." He says, I said, "Well, I want to finish this." I said, "This is," I said, "Otis, that means I'll get some relief." He goes, "No, Stu." He says, "Whatever lived in him lived for thousands of years, a fallen angel, an alien, they call him at the NSA. He said, "Whatever lived in him lived for thousands of years before it inhabited Milman. Now it's inhabiting Larry Mizell. He's the chosen one, one of the 12 disciples of Satan that do these human sacrifices. And then the devil Baphomet, the goat-headed demon, comes up to the party with him. And then he runs out and tries to kill whoever they want to eliminate." Now, the reason I brought this up is Mizell and Brownstein both got fined $10 million apiece from that M&L business machine, Ross Perot sting operation. And the key to it was that former mayor Frederico Pena that took a $2.5 million bribe from Phil Wynn, who was the convicted HUD figure, and he never went to jail. He was supposed to serve 6 years in jail, and Feinsilver, the head federal judge, delayed his case. He put it on hold. So it was 11 years later, before Clinton's leave office, they give him a presidential pardon. He never went to jail for stealing all this stuff. He was FHA commissioner, and I caused those congressional investigations on the HUD in 89. It was big. But Brownstein was the one setting up trust that Hillary Clinton was passing up from the Rose Law Firm, from the Chinese intelligence, Patrick Fung, who is illegal. You have to be a China national in order to set up a trust in China. Well, now the trust that Mizell or Norman Brownstein controls for Mizell and the others in Denver, they own the Panama Canal. They took over the Panama Canal, folks. I mean, it's unbelievable. But they found 250 people that they never prosecuted. But the mayor, Frederico Pena, had to resign because he was under indictment for taking a bribe. And he had been moved up from mayor to secretary of transportation, then secretary of department of energy underneath Clinton's. And he had to resign his post. He says, "Oh, I'm resigning because I want to spend more time with my wife and family," and all the other. He's ACDC. She's ACDC. And everybody knows it in Denver because he was caught underneath bars tables, given, pardon the expression, to the same sex, giving him a blowjob and a whole bit. This is Pena. Well, Pena had to resign. He got fined, folks. He had $1 million left. So he got fined $1 million. He got to keep $1.5 million of his bribe. He never went to jail. That's how corrupt things are. And then they seal it under national security instead of nailing the other 250 federal agents and officers and judges and everything else. That's how corrupt it is. Now, Mike Gill talks about it, and I didn't know how powerful it was, but it's called the Panama Papers, and I'll have his video up today along with the show. But people need to take a look at that. It's pretty powerful, okay? But they offered me $7 million after that grand jury to go away and shut up. And guess who offered it to me? Former mayor of Denver, Wellington Webb was his name. He's a black guy. And he calls me up. He's a head of security for Mark Marietta in Denver. Oh, Stu, I got a briefcase for you. I want to meet with you at the Cherry Creek Country Club. I was working out in Denver at the time on a warehouse. I said, what's this all about? Anyway, he offered that to me. Later, Al Martin told me I could probably get 3 times the amount of money. Otis told me not to take the money because he said it's evil. He said they'll come kill you within about 6 months. They'll steal your money back from you. And your annuities would never come real. This is what they do. I just wanted to bring that up because the corruption is so bad. And I guarantee you this Jack Smith, and it's just like Mueller. Mueller was corrupt. Where do you get that fake dossier from supposedly Russia or something? It came from Jeb Bush, who created it. And then it was passed to Hillary Clinton. Then she passed it over to John McCain, Senator John McCain. And he's the one that shoved it over to the FBI to start the investigation on Trump in Congress. That's what it was all about. Otis told me, he says, if Mueller doesn't do his job, and he said, prosecute Hildebeest, and this was in 2017, he says, I'm going to be arresting her myself. He was NSA, working directly for General Flynn. They murdered Otis. And 2 weeks later, General Flynn was under a false indictment, which he got out of. I'm just telling you, I know what I'm talking about. But with that said, Nicole, you want to end this in prayer. We need positive things going on in this country. We need people to start understanding the power that they have with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Because, I mean, this country's gone negative. I mean, really, with all the corruption going on and everything else, it's just, and the planet, I mean, we're about ready to go to World War III soon. And it can be stopped with prayer. But go ahead, Nicole.
All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to pray for those brave men and women that are out there and they're fighting to keep this country together. I want to pray for all the lawyers on Trump's team who have to battle this evil of lies and deception and manipulation and coercion. I want to pray that they stay strong in spite of the fight and faith for Donald Trump, the one that you appointed at this time to lead this nation. And I want to pray for all those people who are out there and they're suffering under a mountain of debt, a mountain of misfortune. They cannot hold on in this era of Bidenomics. It all seems so unfair. But you have illegal flooding this nation, taking away vital resources that the citizens of this country need. And I want to pray that those at the top who are corrupt, that they meet that judgment. And I want to pray for all those young victims of satanic ritual abuse, those who have been trafficked. I want to pray for their safety and their well-being. And I want to pray for all American citizens that they know that they can rely on you and they can turn their eyes onto you to ask for help for all their needs. And to release the hold that this demonic structure has over our country and over the world, I want it to be eliminated. So thank you so much, Father. Thank you for this life. Thank you for Stu. Thank you for his audience. And thank you that we can come to you for all our needs. Amen.
In Jesus' holy name, by your blood, by your stripes, Father, our Lord and Savior. And I thank you, Nicole. I thank you very much for doing this with me.
Thank you.
We'll talk next Friday. Have a good day.
And maybe we'll have good news.
Hopefully we'll have some more good news where Trump's beating them up. Because they're coming after him in every way that they can. And it's just, it's totally ridiculous. Well, thank you again. I thank my audience for listening. And everybody have a good weekend.